What the fuck is up, my dudes? It is time for Movie Mastery. It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Man, you're feeling loose and goosey there, aren't you?
I'm all goosed up on horror film.
You're all happy because you got to see your horror movie.
Yep. That's all I ever want in life is for the people that vote for the movies that we go see in the theater to vote in a horror film so I can drag you to it and watch you suffer through it.
I didn't suffer through this at all. This was perfect. This is a great movie-going experience for me.
Oh, the reason that this is the perfect movie-going experience for you is because no one but us was in the theater.
Yeah, no one but us and my girlfriend.
Yep, we went and saw Slender Man because this is Movie Mastery, the podcast where we go see the movies that you make us see. And, who baby? No one wanted to see this apparently at like 1 o'clock in the middle of the week.
Nope, it was not a popular venue.
No, indeed not.
The people kept walking in from the bottom corner of the theater, but it turned out to just be the same guy doing a head count like 5 times.
I don't know what that was, because when he first came in, he's like, all right, 3 people, great, thumbs up.
He gave us
like
a big old thumbs up. He was like excited about it. He gave us a thumbs up the first 2 times.
Yeah, I mean, I understand coming in to be like, oh, is someone actually watching this movie? Okay, yes, there are people here. And I understand coming back to go, were they just sitting here while they were waiting to sneak into a different movie or some shit?
Yeah.
Okay, no, they're actually watching this. That's very strange.
Yeah. I think every time he came in, we were loudly yelling about the movie, and I was like, oh, we should be quiet. And I'm like, no, wait, why would he care? He does not watch it. He's just some employee with a clipboard.
Yeah, eventually I started thinking, are we being so loud with our dumb commentary on this film that, like, someone in the projector room was like, there's some annoying assholes in Theater 10. Can you go see what's going on?
I better
on?
Go shut those guys down. They might be bothering that one lady who's clearly sitting with them.
The guy walks in. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right. No one else is in here but them. Yeah,
fine. You guys get to keep Mystery Science Theatering this movie if you want.
Yeah. And then all of us stood up and clapped. All three of us.
And it turned out our name, Albert Einstein.
Collectively.
You know what? This was Slender Man. It might as well have ended with that kind of an internet joke.
Oh, God. So, I'll give you a quick Slender Man rundown for those who are not aware of what Slender Man is.
Mm-hmm.
So, Slender Man was actually made by Victor Surge on the Something Awful forums.
Yeah, he was created right there on Something Awful. Although, apparently, I hear that Red Letter Media has attempted to lay claim to the creation of him before.
Really?
Yeah, there's a whole Red Letter Media like YouTube thing where it's like, did we create Slender Man?
No.
No.
You didn't. Yeah. I was there in the making of Slender Man. Like, I was ground zero on Something Awful for that thread.
Mm-hmm.
And when they made it, that was one of the few, because the thread was, let's make weird supernatural, like, new modern horror stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone was trying to, like, pitch ideas for, you know, how do you make the new vampire or the new werewolf for a modern age?
Ooh, I want to do this, John. Can I pitch one?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. It's a monster that appears in your house as a USB plug. And here's how it's
a USB plug?
Just like a jack, like a USB charge jack, so you can charge your cell phone on it.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it appears in airports. Sometimes it appears in lounges. Sometimes it's just in your backpack. Here's the thing. Once you get it plugged into the wall, no matter which way you flip your USB to plug it in, it's not right.
It always changes.
It'll drive you completely insane as you keep flipping your USB over and over again, thinking, oh, God damn it, and trying it again over and over until you die.
Or your phone does.
It's called the USPA.
Yeah, that was the kind of shit that was going down in that thread.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, Victor Surge was like, hey, I've got an idea. I photoshopped, like, basically a creepy little thing into the background of these pictures and made up a... There's a dude that sometimes shows up on pictures when children go missing and no one knows what he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole point of it was no one knows what's going on with this. No one knows what he's associated with. He doesn't have anything. It's just very creepy mystery background nonsense.
And what it eventually turned into was anytime someone had a creepy old black and white picture, they'd be like, oh, put a faceless dude in a suit in the corner.
Yeah. I mean, I guess before we get into the spoilers for the movie, I'll also say I watched Marble Hornets, which was a YouTube series that went on for a while that was basically about Slender Man.
Okay. You're beyond my internet league right now. Where you're going, I can't go with you. I cannot follow you on this
journey. It's fine. I'm going to tell you about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of what people know about Slender Man really came from Marble Hornets.
Okay.
Because it was basically one of the most popular weird, like, YouTube things about it, and a shitload of YouTube pretenders for, oh my god, Slenderman's after me popped up as well.
Okay.
Like a lot of found footage shit.
Sure, why not? Because that's the cheapest stuff to film. You just put your phone down in the park and then go be an idiot slightly out of audible range.
Yeah, the whole conceit with Marble Hornets was a dude found footage from a, like, school film project
that
got abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out, like, the director ended up having some shit where he would, like, see Slender Man. And so in the background of shots from old footage, you could kind of see something back there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the main character starts getting kind of haunted by it. So when it first started, it was very good. You'd see maybe a background Slender Man every episode, like, mm-hmm. once. It was never foregrounded, really. And then it just kept going, and you'd have, like, a 20-minute episode where it was a dude walking in the woods.
Ah, yeah, that's never going to be what I want to do.
Yeah, and I think that's where a lot of this came from, was for some reason this movie has decided that Slender Man is, like, also just a tree dude.
Yeah, this movie really kind of sets him up as, like, the evil Lorax. He's all like, I am Slender Man, I kill for the trees.
It's real weird, because a lot of the art for Slender Man when it was first getting going on the internet was, oh, we're going to have him in a forest because it's easy to hide a slender guy in, like, these are all thin trees, but ooh, that one's not a thin tree with branches. It's a slender man with, like, tentacles.
Yeah, like, I get that. Good. It's easy to hide tentacles among branches, but in this movie, he is basically a wooden man. He's like a haunting Pinocchio.
Yeah, it's very strange. I mean, I guess we can get into the full spoilers now. We'll have a little music and we'll be back.
Ooh, baby, do you know? Oh, wait, you mean like we're going to play music?
Yeah, I'm gonna play some music.
Okay, you don't want me to sing that song?
I really don't.
Okay.
I don't feel it.
Do you want to sing that song?
I don't. I mean, I will, but I don't want to.
You
want to
sing it with me? All right, here we go. When the tears fall down. There's a thing
something here, and it goes around,
and it's Slender Man.
Aw.
Oh, I guess it could be a carousel.
I was going with things that go around.
I was just
going
to make it about Slender Man right away.
Aw.
Anyway, how about that music?
Anyway, we'll be right back with a full spoiler review of Slender Man. Well, it's time to really dig into these slender chunks right here.
Yeah. Let's just grab them slender chunks by the chunky bits.
I want to get up in that Slender Man.
Yeah. Open up the Slender Man and let the light come in. So, okay, what's going on in the Slender Man movie? Where do we start? Where do we end? What happens in between?
What's the plot?
John, you were transcendent in the movie, and as the role of Slender Man, explain.
Well, I'm real chunky, so it was definitely an odd casting.
Mm.
But I think I really brought something new to it. Nuanced.
Barry Pepper said that he found your work exhilarating. Explain.
Barry Pepper's very high all the time.
Laura Linney told me you smell like cranberry juice. Explain.
Oh, I bathe in cranberry juice every day with Laura Linney.
This has been Inside the Actor's Studio. Thank you.
Slender Man.
I'm James Lipton. I just remembered.
I just remembered who I am.
Now the gag makes more sense. Yes.
Yes. For those who didn't understand the gag up until I knew my name.
John, I forgot who James Lipton was. Explain.
Man, the opening...
On the set of Heat.
The opening of this movie... To cut off your dumb bit.
I'm done. Good, I stopped.
Thank you.
I stopped. Explain.
There is a group of teenagers.
A gaggle.
There's four teenage girlfriends, and they are the most annoying fucking people in the world.
Oh, they are. They're worse than you. They're just doing teen cliches here. It's pretty rough. We open with one of them saying basically a bunch of stuff about demons. Like, I remember the very early opening was her being like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, I've heard that sneezing is making your demons come out.
Pilgrims thought that when you sneezed, it was you were expelling demons. And That's why I don't sneeze. I need all my demons.
I want my demons to stay in there, in my soul, as if I had one. And she just like won't stop. Like, she won't stop this line of I'm a dark goth inquiry.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is you start a Slender Man movie and you immediately have that as like your first scene. You go, oh, good, thanks. Thank you for a person that is interested in Slender Man.
Mm-hmm. So the four of them are basically saying teenager stuff. They're walking through the halls talking about how what the perfect age to be is. And
oh, yeah. And like the one who goes, oh, I want to stay this age, but we'll be together forever. The best of friends. I'm like, no one has ever said that.
She wants to live together. She says, I think we should be this age. And they're like, that's stupid. She's like, okay, I want to be this age. Plus, we get to live in a house together.
And everyone's like,
that's not the premise of the question.
I don't think you understand.
Do you not know how to play hot dog questions? I do.
Come on now. Figure your shit out.
If I'm like, hey, John, would you eat a hot dog if it has a raccoon on it? And you're like, yeah, but only if we can live in a big house together.
But only if we share that hot dog because we're good friends.
Wait, me and you or you and the raccoon?
Oh, me and the raccoon, obviously. Oh. We're not good friends. That's a... That is a very strange way to take that question. I mean, of all the ways you could think of taking it, you and me being friends, that's a bit much.
That's a crazy universe you live in, sir.
Sir, I do not want to journey with you to this crazy alternate universe.
I'm willing to eat a hot dog with a raccoon on it, but I am not. But you and
to eat a hot dog with a raccoon that is my friend.
And then eat that raccoon.
Who is my friend and friend of hot dogs.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, sorry about the hot dog question. Tangent. But no, these characters are terrible and you hate them.
Yeah. And then they immediately meet like
the boys.
Four boys that are in this high school. And the four boys are the fucking worst, too.
Yeah. Because they're like, so what's going on tonight? Oh, we could tell you, but we'd have to kill you. An actual line in this movie. This movie was made this year.
Yeah.
Just in case you were curious.
The dialogue, as well as, I mean, mostly the dialogue that is spoken is awful like that, but there is a lot of, because this is an internet meme movie, a lot of people talking on, like, Instant Messenger, and the...
They talk the way my grandparents talk on Facebook.
Yeah, they're just like, hello, I would like information about this, please, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. Like, open up a second chat window. Hello, I wanted to make sure you knew who I was when I said that earlier, even though we have spoken several times on the internet before.
Oh, yeah. It's like my
Google.
Mom sends me a text message and then has to put, like, dash love mom at the end. I'm like, you don't need to. It's not a letter. You don't need to sign it.
You don't need to sign it. She's like, check out my gang tag that's under there. I'm part of the Third Street Saints, sucker.
It's so ridiculous. Everything in this movie is fucking dumb as shit.
It's an interesting mix of how 55-year-old men would write teenage dialogue. It's basically that stuff. You've seen that before.
Yeah.
It's a lot of what is up, fellow kids.
Yes. And it is the best way to make me root for an evil, faceless demon to murder everyone on the screen is to make them the most annoying possible.
I want
to
root for Slender Man. Slender Man's a dumb internet joke, and I think it'd be rad. They do not... I'm more or less of the opinion that Slender Man is not in this film. There's some sort of woods demon, yes, but there's not a Slender Man.
There's definitely some manner of tree demon, and he's real angry for some reason.
But probably because people tried to get past him into the source wall to be on that one continent on Cinnabar. If you try to get past the tree demons to get into their one door or the giant faceless wall, they get real mad at you.
So mad.
Yeah. And this isn't way too obscure of a reference for anybody.
Yeah, for a show that has nothing to do with this show. So,
Chester Balloonman.
Slenderman.
Mm-hmm.
Chester Slenderman.
Chester Slenderman. He's a real slender enthusiast.
He loves being slender.
He does.
So the girls have their own plans. It doesn't matter if the boys won't tell them their plans.
Yeah, and their plan is to hang around in Katie's house. Now, Katie has an alcoholic father who always passes out, so they can hang out in the basement and do whatever they want because they don't have to worry about it. Katie is also, in case you were curious, the one who kept joking about wanting to keep all of her demons in her belly.
Yep.
So she's the only one so far with any kind of structure to their character. The rest of them are Debbie, the main character one.
No, that's Haley.
I'm sorry, Haley. There isn't a Debbie. Haley, the main character one. She's boring.
Yeah, there's Haley, the protagonist. Ren, the...
I guess the bad girl. She has that bad girl haircut, but she's not.
It's not even a bad girl haircut. It's just a bad haircut.
It's a bad haircut, yes.
It's just that, like, medium hair with shit bangs that go to your eyes.
And it's all fluffed out as if you meant for it to be bedheady.
It just looks like you've got shitty hair.
It does. It's the shitty bangs. She is not really the bad guy exactly, but not, I mean, she's just sort of there.
She's just there. Mm. And then you've got Chloe, the black friend.
I'm sorry, you mean Crowley?
Yeah. According to what every single fucking person says in this when they are yelling her name out, Crowley.
Yeah, Crowley. Crowley. They keep saying
Crabley.
They keep calling her Crabley. It's a weird thing to call her. I don't understand it.
I mean, she is a giant crab that does kung fu.
And she is everyone else's enemy. Internet jokes, John. This movie's a lot of internet jokes.
Internet jokes.
We just got to get on board with it. Also, the fifth friend, Keyboard Cat.
Plays a prominent role in this.
A surprising amount of time given over to an elephant seal who wants his bucket.
Yeah, it turns out Slender Man took my bucket.
Oh, no, they be taking my bucket. You know that meme is called Lulrus?
I did not.
Even though that is not a walrus, it is an elephant seal?
Yeah, well, Lulrufit seal is not as good.
Lulrufit seal is exactly what it should be called. Okay, so anyway, the four of them are like, well, we don't need to have fun with any boys. We can have cool girl fun in a cool girl basement.
We're going to watch porn.
They do, and indeed they do. They watch... First, we get to watch...
We basically just get reaction shots of them being like, oh my God, ew.
It's POV style. I want to see a POV style from the girl's perspective. And I was like, no one, not even...
No, that was the thing. They were like, this one's from the girl's perspective, so you get to see all the dumb things. And you're like,
so you just see
that.
A chest come, like
yeah,
a,
you just see a dude being like,
chest coming at you over and over again. Gotta read his crappy tattoos.
I like the idea of girl POV, but it's during doggy style and she's just reading a book.
Just looking at a bed. Just like a bed book kind of moving a little bit.
There's like a shaky pillow in front of you. Like,
huh. Oh, look, a cell phone.
Just fucking playing some random game on there. Like, oh yeah, I'm playing Marvel Future Fight. On this lady POV.
I'm playing Wookiee Clicker.
Ah, yes. Another reference to a show that is not this one.
All of our shows in one.
Everyone has to listen to all of our shows or you won't get half of our references.
They've also got themselves a nice jar or bottle of Popov vodka that they appear to be taking shots from.
Yeah.
And they're also having a fun conversation where Katie is going, oh, God, I wish I could just run away from my dumb drunk father.
Yeah, she opens up and is like, I want to run away from here because I'm obviously in a shitty situation in a shitty home with a drunken father.
Yes.
And the other people are like, haha, yeah, run away. Yeah. We could go to Paris.
Yeah, that's Ren, who's, I guess, the liar of the group, because she's like, we could stay with my friends I have in Paris. And someone has to be like, you don't have friends in Paris? And she's like, my mom has friends in Paris. Stay with them. Yeah. My mom's friends in Paris. I mean Paris, Texas.
Oh, no. That would be way worse.
Well, stay with my mom's friends in Paris, California. Do you guys like endless deserts and glider ports?
I sure hope so.
Because that's what's there. Hot tract houses. I've got friends there.
Ooh, baby. That's good stuff.
We can stay at the Paris Casino in Las Vegas.
That's it. I've got friends at the Paris Casino.
I'm friends with a bar back. Okay, so we basically established that Katie does not like her living situation, at which point Chloe reveals her darkest secret of all.
She knows what the boys are doing.
And they are going to summon that Slender Man that the internet's always talking about.
And of course, then we have to get that, I don't know what a Slender Man is. Please explain the premise of this movie.
And then one of them bursts into lighthearted 1950s-style song. Why, a Slender Man's a lovely fellow who answers all your dreams.
Suddenly a piano rolls in from somewhere. A guy in a red and white striped vest is like, ding 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 ding.
He'll fill your heart with joy and your freezer with ice creams.
Ooh, that Slender Man. He's slender, slender, Slender Man.
It's a surprising turn for the movie.
Very strange. Strange choice, but I'm willing to go with it.
Absolutely. Okay, so instead, they're like, the Slender Man is a person who is a thin man in a suit, and sometimes he takes people away, and sometimes he murders them, and sometimes he drives them insane, and it's all very confusing.
Yeah.
We didn't want to do a lot of research, so he just does all the things.
Well, yeah, because that was like, what's the thing with Slender Man? The premise from the original thread was very threadbare, so everyone took it and ran with it, and we've decided to do everyone's take on Slender Man, which is, oh, he drives you crazy, or he kidnaps you, or he murders you. Or he leaves you alone, or he just fucks with you a little.
He's willing to trade with you for other people.
He'll haunt you or make you crazy or both.
Sometimes he calls you on the phone.
Sometimes he calls me on my cell phone late at night.
He does know the secrets of the video game masters.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's all the things he can and can't do are very nebulous in this movie.
Yeah, Slender Man is a spookity ghost that shows up in the background, and that's basically what they say, mm-hmm. except with a whole bunch of dumb things that he can do.
Yeah, and so they watch a couple of random like videos of, you know, oh, there's kids playing on a path, and oh, look, right as the video ends, you can kind of see a man in the background.
There's a Slenderman back there. Ooh,
one of the famous Slendermans.
And
oh, we also need to establish pretty early on that Haley's got a sister who doesn't get to do anything fun with them.
Oh, yes.
Okay, just so you know, that's there.
And, of course, as soon as one of them says, like, one of the things Slenderman can do is he'll take you away to what his magical realm. Dare you enter it?
You get to go to Slenderman. Yeah, you have to fill his tentacles with pee.
Dare you enter my magical realm?
Stop injecting your horrible Slenderman into our movie. I'm going to punch you.
The Slender Man allows you to leave graciously untentacled.
this is going to be a very internet-heavy episode.
Of course, it's the Slender Man
episode. It's the Slender Man. It makes perfect sense.
So, of course, Katie at that is like, ooh, another dimension? You mean an escape from this place? Well, let's find out how to summon him.
So how do you summon Slender Man, John?
Well, you rip off the ring really hard.
So it turns out that you summon Slender Man by watching a YouTube video of some words, and then also the same YouTube video then cuts to a forest, and then to just some still images of a bunch of shit.
Like, the whole thing is, you close your eyes when you hear the first bell, and then you open them after you hear the third bell, which the three bells thing makes no sense to me, because that has nothing to do with his background, but whatever.
I close my eyes when I hear hear the first bell, and I wait to see if it's either going to be For Whom the Bell Tolls or whatever the AC/DC song is.
Hell's Bells.
Hell's Bells, thank you.
Yeah. And so they watch the video.
And you all do that. You know you do.
Oh, everyone who watched this, when you heard that first bell, because it is the beginning gong from both Hell's Bells and For Whom the Bell Tolls, and you immediately are just like, okay,
Which
when's
one?
That guitar coming
Which one?
In?
Which one am I more in the mood for? Old thrash metal or cool or AC/DC fun times? Yes! I was secretly in the mood for AC/DC the whole time. You know, as a kid, Metallica would have been my favorite band now, but now AC/DC seems to have really caught up.
Yeah, man.
They're just more fun.
They're having good times.
They're having a grand old time. Want us to play a bagpipe? We'll play a fucking bagpipe.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, listen to me yell about money. It's great.
It's way better than listening to Pink Floyd yell about money. That's for goddamn sure.
That song is... I have never liked that Money song by Pink Floyd.
Money! It's brown.
This song's got another 20 fucking minutes.
Yeah, hey everybody, Pink Floyd sucks.
No.
I know you came here to find out about Slender Man, but it turns out Pink Floyd's garbage.
No, I like Pink Floyd. I don't like Pink Floyd's money.
I don't like Pink Floyd or anything they've ever been associated with.
What I'm telling you is, in my house, Pink Floyd's money is no good here. They can have whatever they want. Do they want a big cup of water?
That's what we've got.
That's what we have.
That's the only thing we have here.
Yeah, support our Patreon. My baby is dying.
Patreon.com/SystemMasters.
Look, folks, I just need you to help me with my budget just a little bit. Because this is the basic thing. I spend $40 on baby food. I spend $50 on bedding. I spend $1,600 on candles.
Well, spend less on candles.
No. Internet jokes all day long here at System Mastery.
Only the internet for this episode.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, so they watch the movie, and it's very The Ring, as it's just like, here's a bunch of spookity images of like the forest, and for some reason, the Illuminati.
Yeah, they keep showing that Temple of Solomon image over and over again.
Yeah, it was just a pyramid with an eye in it, pyramid with an eye in it. And so doing it once, I could see, like, all right, maybe you're trying to say this is some mystical thing, but it was just like, Illuminati, Illuminati, Illuminati,
yeah.
Illuminati,
it was
trees,
like the only...
trees, Illuminati, trees, Illuminati.
It was like they only had 7 pictures to use for their little rapid, flashy image festival, and so we have to get the impression that Slender Man is somehow directly connected to the Illuminati over and over again.
Oh, yeah, Slender Man is definitely connected to trees.
That little guy from Gravity Falls, Mr. Triangle, whatever
Bill,
his name Is that his name? Bill?
Yeah, Bill.
Okay. I thought his name was Mr. Triangle. I thought he was the titular Triangle Man from the They Might Be Giants song.
Oh, yeah. He is a Triangle Man, but that's not his name.
Does he ever fight a Particle Man on that show?
No, he does fight a Person Man.
You know, what's he like? You know, it's not important. Let's just keep going.
Triangle Man.
Okay, I don't know if that's of the internet enough.
They Might Be Giants is enough of the internet.
It is. They are fairly of the internet. Okay.
Anyway, so they watch it, and then, of course, they all have spookifying dreams about the Slenderman.
Yes, and people having spookifying dreams is going to be a recurring problem throughout this film. Everything's a dream sequence.
Fucking this movie's amount of, wake up, it was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine.
Salt and Peppa and Heavy D up in a limousine.
Yeah, the amount of wake up from something spooky,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that there was wake up from something spooky, do something, wake up from that because it was spooky. I'm like, stop it. Stop dream within a dreaming me.
Too many dreams within a dream in this thing. There's one point where Slender Man wakes up. And he's like, oh, gosh,
I had that dream about the kids again. Eventually, at one point, Bob Newhart wakes up and he's like, oh, that was a weird one.
Yeah. Surprising ending. And then that little kid looks at a snow globe.
And inside the snow globe, Slender Man.
Let me out of this snow globe,
he
says.
Hey, you fuck.
Shaking one fist. Dennis the Menace, I'll get you. That's the real answer, folks. It doesn't come up very often, but Slender Man is just Wilson. Mr. Wilson, next door neighbor to Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, it's just Wilson, next door neighbor to Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yeah, and on the other side of his house, Dennis the Menace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On one side, he's got a higher fence, mm-hmm. and he talks to Tim the Toolman Taylor. The other side, he has a low fence, and Dennis the Menace comes over and does things.
And he really is like, I should really reverse these fences, because I actually kind of like Tim the Toolman Taylor, but I am not a fan of this boy.
I mean, all I ever do with him is give him advice. He's fairly nice and jovial, but ooh, that kid.
He keeps asking me vexing life questions because of out of the mouths of babes kind of scenario.
You know, I hate that. I hate these babes.
Mr. Wilson, Mrs. Wilson tells me you're going to die soon because you're old.
I hope you enjoy that. Can I have your stuff?
I want a cookie. I got to reverse these fences. Either that or grow some tentacles and kill everybody.
Yeah, well, better get on that. I'm going to go out to the woods real quick.
So the dream that they have is that they are walking through dark woods or whatever, and they see a big tree that kind of is the Slender Man tree, like it's got tentacle branches. And then from the branch, the tree itself walks the Slender Man. You can see him just sort of appear on the tree
branch. Yeah, he comes out of the tree.
Yeah, because in this movie, he is basically tree dude.
Yeah, he is just a sort of a tree spirit.
Yeah.
Which is one direction that the mythos has gone with him, that, like, oh yeah, he's definitely associated with trees very heavily now. Like, Slender Man is the ghost of a dude who was, like, hung on a tree somewhere.
Yeah, he was drowned in Slaughter Swamp.
Yeah.
And now he's...
And definitely not hanged in a tree. He was hung in a tree.
He was pretty well hung in a tree.
Yeah.
And now he's Solomon Grundy. Born a Slender Man.
Slender on a Monday.
Slender on a Monday. Swamp Thing on a Tuesday.
Kind of chunky on a Wednesday.
Hi, we're the two DC characters from Swamps.
Hi, we're Swamps Things.
We're a pair of Swamps. Did they ever talk about that in a DC comic? Do you think there's a scene where, like, Solomon Grundy sits down with Swamp Thing? He's like, so, drowned in a swamp, huh? You too? Yep.
Ah, you got to be the avatar of the green, and I'm just some weird zombie.
I'm a zombie. This isn't good for either of us.
Damn.
Anyway, sorry about that. I don't know why I'm off topic dramatically, but there's a Slender Man and it walks out of the tree and it scares the kid awake. And she goes, because that's what happens.
They're all spookified by this. Now they're
spookified Jay Boogand.
They're all going to go on a field trip though to a cemetery, which is definitely a thing that kids do.
Now let's make sure that we know that we have no idea where this is.
No, they never tell us where it is, but it is definitely somewhere in New England.
They keep calling it this shithole town or this tiny town or at one point this idyllic village.
Which we get when they go to the graveyard place, we get an like overhead camera shot.
It's so New England it hurts.
It is lots of trees, lots of old New England style churches and shit.
Mm-hmm. So they go to a cemetery because it's a school field trip to go to the local boring-ass cemetery and talk about how it's on the National Registry of Historic Places.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're wandering through and people are kind of being weird and flirty, Katie wanders off a bit and looks into the forest, and you hear creakety nonsense and a bell rings three times.
And then she's just gone because the next shot is all the kids waiting around.
Because they're like, what happened to Katie?
Where's Katie? Oh, do you think she went to Ligma?
Who's Katie?
Ligma balls. The internet.
The internet. Oh, I'm pretty sure she goes to a different school. It's over in Sugundi's.
Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't heard of that place.
Sugundi's balls.
Oh, okay. D's nuts.
Bofa.
So everyone's waiting around for Katie to come back, and Ren's
Katie, come back.
Ren's getting real mad about it. She's like, Katie, you idiot.
Yeah, but then Stimpy was like, the Ren.
Yeah. Her name is Ren with a W, but still.
Yeah.
So Ren's like texting her and blaming and getting mad at her for making them all late to get home.
Yeah.
But she's the first one to straight up just disappear. We're not going to see Katie again in the movie. She just disappears to that old Slenderman.
Yep. The old Slenderman got her.
Old Splendaman.
Old Splendaman showed up and handed out packets.
Too much Splenda, and she exploded.
Yep. It was like, ew, no one's tested this old Splenda. It turns out it's poisonous.
Yeah. Sometimes sugar's just better.
Oh, no, someone put poison in my Activia.
So, okay. The three of them are distraught and beside themselves, and police kind of pull up to look for the girl and everything, but they never find her, and then we just cut to 3 days later.
Yeah, and I think we cut there by another fucking dream sequence.
Of course we do.
God damn, the dream sequences in this. Because this movie pads for time.
This is 15 minutes of movie in a 90-minute bag.
Yeah, this is one of, like, it should have been one of those internet movies where it was like, oh, we're trying to get in on that Slenderman game that was popular, you know, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. No, we had to wait until after there was an actual Slenderman-related murder to make the movie.
I was really hoping they weren't going to do, like, the actual events. Because after Katie got taken, there were three of them. And they started trying to be like, oh, well, what do we need to do to get her back? And they get Katie's laptop from her house. And it turns out Katie has been talking with someone named Alley Cat.
Mm-hmm, Alley Cat 93.
And she lets them know, like, oh, here's a like thing you can do to contact him, and then you can ask for her back or something.
Yes, yeah.
Like, you make a sacrifice to him of something you love.
Yes, exactly. So at least it's not, you know, take your friend out in the woods and stab her to death. Which,
yeah, that's where I thought they were going to go. It was like, well, how do we get her back? I was like, oh, you...
Don't you dare.
If you fucking do a thing where you actually have someone be like, oh, I'm going to stab you so we can get Katie back, I'm going to be real angry at this movie.
Yeah, because then we'd have to watch something else, because I wouldn't talk about that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, let's let that movie die quietly.
Yes. But so, no, it was just dumb bullshit.
No, it was just sacrifice something you like.
No, this is a thing that I like.
Yeah, so
I made this cup in pottery class. I love it.
That was weird. Yeah, Ren apparently doesn't have any shit she actually likes, because she was like, I made this ugly old mug when I was 5.
Here we go. And the other two are like, this is the only picture of me and my dad that exists.
Which is like, isn't this a movie set in the internet age? Are you telling me you've never scanned that thing or just taken a picture of it or something? Nope, I only have one folded up old photograph.
That's it. And then the other person's like, here's a quilt that my grandma gave me when my sister was born and then she died.
Mm-hmm. And then
my grandma, not the sister. I needed to clarify that for the people in the audience.
Yeah, and then my sister died because I accidentally knocked her head off with a car and a whole other movie started.
Ha! Turns out I was a vessel for a demon. It's very confusing.
I was a vessel for a demon named Simple Simon. No, I'm sorry. He was Pyman.
I'm sorry.
My mistake.
I met Pyman. I was Simple Simon.
I met a Pie Man. I hated that movie, John.
Yeah.
I hated this movie more. But
I know people have argued with us that, like, oh, no, it makes sense, and you're wrong, and I don't care. That movie can bite me.
I'm so glad that this is a rare occasion of us agreeing where I'm like, this movie's stupid and fucking annoying. I hate this. And you're like, yeah. Normally you'd be like, no, you're wrong.
Oh, yeah. Normally I love me some good horror films, but, man.
Well, the thing was, the reason people kept saying we were wrong was, and I know we're talking about that other movie now. I'm sorry.
Hereditary
is... Because they were like, well, of course the movie doesn't make any sense. Pyman is the god of chaos. And I'm like, that's not a good enough excuse.
Don't tell me that shit.
That's not a good enough. That's going to mean the Sonic the Hedgehog movie won't make any fucking sense because the Chaos Emeralds will be present. And I don't want to live in that world.
I do. I really want to live in the Hereditary Sonic the Hedgehog crossover universe.
Sonic knocks Tails' head off with a car.
And just stands there like, oh.
Parks the car, goes to bed. In the morning, you hear Knuckles screaming.
Oh, shit. Guys, I think we just discovered a real good movie.
You are a vessel for the Eggman. Goo goo gajoob.
Slender Man.
So yeah, three days later, there's been some dream sequences.
Yeah, and they're all gonna, like I said, they all sacrifice their dumb shit.
And they post a flyer, they're like, we're looking for help us find Katie. And then you get to see their little internet conversation that they're having, like right now, they're like on Facebook group chat, and they're like, I'll ask around on Facebook for her. And I'm like, hasn't it been 3 days? Didn't you do that on day one?
Yeah. But the, fucking the entire thing is just their group chat of like, hey, I will check the social medias. And you're like, why 60-year-old man that is writing this?
I'll see if she's on the social media. I'll check the ocean. Thanks, Aquaman. I'm glad we're friends.
I'm glad I'm friends with Aquaman.
Okay. So yeah, 3 days later, Ren manages to convince them that they need to, because she's been talking to Alley Cat, on the stolen computer of her friend Katie.
Yeah.
She's got it in her head that Slender Man is willing to take trades, that you can trade with Slender Man if you follow a bunch of real weird, stupid rules.
Yeah, so the whole thing is you sacrifice that thing that you love, you need to have a blindfold on, because if you ever see Slender Man, you go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's going to show up at some... Like, the plan is we sacrifice things we love, sit on a log with blindfolds on, and... question mark... profit?
I also like that they go on like an hour-long walk to get to this spot where they're going to sacrifice their shit and just sit there. And it's not a spot that they've done anything at before. It's not the cemetery. It's just some fucking spot in the woods.
Yeah. Fucking. That's some classic Slender Man shit.
There's a lot of parts of this movie that are like, wait, did we miss a scene? Did we miss a scene where it's like, you have to go to this one spot in the woods?
There's a particular spot that Slender Man really likes.
Yeah. The other thing they find on Katie's computer before this is that she's been on a message board with people who post videos of Slender Man stuff.
Yeah.
So we've seen a whole bunch of little internet videos of Slender Man. And Alley Cat has even posted one of her own, which is where she walks around and then a shadow comes over her.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So they post their shit, they put on their blindfolds, and they sit there on logs holding hands. And yeah. Then the wood creaky noises start, because that's...
There's some bells and...
Gong.
And then Chloe, the black friend, is like,
this
nah,
is
fuck
dumb.
This.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my blindfold off, even though you continually yell at me not to.
Yes. So she takes her blindfold off and turns around, and one of the trees behind her suddenly extends a sharp hand to Talon that looked like checks its nails, kind of.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh no, and runs away.
Oh goodness. Oh me, oh my.
I want no part of this.
Oh, 23 Skidoo.
Yeah, and so she vanishes into the woods.
Yeah.
And she runs for a long time until she runs into a sound effect. Because she's just running along and all of a sudden, plonk! You know, that kind of sound effect scary noise.
Well, she ran into a tree, which happened to be a Slender Man.
Yeah, so she runs into a Slender Man and falls down. And then she looks up, and there's a Slender Man.
I gotta say, this movie has so much... front and center Slender Man.
Mm-hmm.
He's really front and slender.
Yeah. And there's no background Slender Mans. They evaded the central premise of the concept of Slender Man.
Yeah. The whole idea of Slender Man is it's supposed to be like you're going about your daily life and then like in the background you see just this figure sort of constantly stalking you and watching, and like that's the terror of Slender Man, is that no matter what's going on, he's sort of this weird, omnipresent, menacing figure. And yet in this movie they decided to go like, we're just gonna turn him into a werewolf and have him like jump out and grab you.
Oh, he's really more of a Mike Myers figure in this movie, because he mostly is just always wherever you go.
Well, I mean, that's Slender Man's thing, is he's not gonna chase you. He's fucking Slender Man. He'll just be wherever he wants to be.
Yeah, he just teleports around. But it's every time there's the characters are, he's really good at the whole horror movie thing where it's like, I'll look to my left because there's nothing in front of me. There's nothing to my left. Well, I guess it's safe to look back in front of me. Oh no, it's Slender Man.
Bah, Slender Man.
That's his only trick.
Well, yeah.
So she runs into him, and then he just kind of bends down and offers his hand to her. And this is our first real good look at him, so we can talk about what he looks like in the movie. For one thing, he doesn't really seem to have the tentacles.
No, instead he's got, like, wood hands.
He has wood hands, and his face is clear. He clearly has a wood mask on.
Like, I wouldn't say it's a mask.
When you see him from behind, you can see the differentiation between his skin and his faceless mask thing. You can actually see the line.
Well, there's a line that goes down his, like, the middle of his head.
No, there's on the sides, too. You can, like, around his chin line. You can actually see how it's attached to him.
Huh.
Like, I was looking, I was like, oh my gosh, I thought this guy was supposed to have a featureless face. Like, his whole thing was his face was just like a white balloon.
Yeah.
But no, instead he's like wood panel face man.
Yeah, and they decided to make him kind of like lumpy.
Yeah.
He's got a lumpy face.
Yeah, he's not even slender. He's like the lumpy man.
Ah, the lumpy man.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm the lumpy man.
But he is still wearing his trademark suit.
Good.
So he's got that, which brings up what I've always thought Slender, the reason I thought Slender Man caught on was because he's basically just Jack Skellington for people who can't draw.
Yeah, you don't even need to draw the face anymore.
Yeah. You're like, I'm 14 and I'm attracted to tall, skinny dudes who can sing really well, but are sexually unavailable, so I don't have to actually confront any penises. And it's like, perfect. Here's Jack Skellington. He basically just wants to cavort and dance, and he's definitely made of clay, so ain't no cock down there. You're fine. Well, that's too complicated to draw, though. Can I get the same dude but no face? Sure, Slender Man. Done.
I'm really attracted to the suit more than I am the person in it, and this is just, like, tabula rasa.
I would like to be a
suit.
I'm attracted to the concept of a skinny guy in a suit. Minus the skinny guy.
There you go.
Slenderman.
Slenderman.
Yeah. He doesn't even have an annoying ragdoll girlfriend that's competition for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the amount of shit, I mean, just like the same of people being like, I want to fuck Pennywise the clown.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of people who are like, yeah, I want Daddy Slenderman to come tentacle me. I'm like, nope. Thank you, no.
But John, he'll leave you a changed man.
I'm absolutely certain of that. Yes.
Okay. So anyway, then we get a bunch of scenes of all the characters running around in the woods screaming and running into each other and being scared because they ran into each other.
Even though Chloe, saw Slenderman's face, which is supposed to drive you insane, and was like grabbed by him and some shit went down, they find her and she's just okay. She's like,
well,
hi, guys.
She's a little haunted. She's kind of like, I lost my shoe. And they're like, well, did you see Slender Man?
And the monkeys took my boot, Daddy.
He's just, I lost my shoe. And they're like, well, did you see Slender Man? I'm going to talk about it.
I'm good.
Let's just go.
I'm sleepy.
Let's just go. So, okay. So she's been Slenderman. They get her home, and I guess we could just go right to her scene.
Yeah, because she has another fucking I go to sleep and freak out scene.
Yeah. But she gets what might be the only effective horror moment in this movie, which is she's hanging around on her bed listening to music. The music goes all funky, and then she gets an unidentified video phone call.
Which I don't think anyone I know would ever answer a call from unknown caller. They'd just be like, they'll leave a message.
Especially if it's a video call.
Like, video call from someone you don't know. Oh, that's definitely a penis.
That's a penis.
Like, you're just going to hit accept, and it's going to be a dude's dick just going,
Well, it turns out instead it's a view of her house from the outside that has called. So she goes and she runs to her window and she looks out there, and wouldn't you know it,
there's a guy outside with his pants down just going,
He's the Slender Man.
It's your boy, Slender Penis.
Yeah, that's him, Slender Penis. I'm Slender Boy.
He was a slender boy. She said, see you later, boy.
She gave him a blender, boy. She already had too many blenders.
Yes. That's the one thing that Slender Boy wants. Like, Slender Man wants to steal children. Slender Boy is really after that blender market.
He wants to make a margarita. He's having a real hard time making a blended margarita. That's why he needs a blender, man.
He's on the protein. He really needs that shake.
That Harlem shake. Okay, so she looks outside the window and there's nothing there, but she looks down to the screen, and sure enough, that screen is still looking right at her.
And it starts moving to the house.
And it just goes right through the doors, and it's actually kind of cool and effective, because she's still in the house watching this video footage of something definitely coming after her.
Yeah, it's probably the only good use of a scare in this,
because
most of the time it's either like, oh, we showed Slender Man, he was in the background. And now we focus on him and linger there for a while. And you're like, you fucked it up.
And then someone wakes up from a dream.
Good. Great. Thanks.
That's 80% of this movie. But this one's cool because it's actually him haunting her. He's like coming in after her with his slender powers in yet another one of these New England houses where no one turns on it, where they only have lamps.
God damn it. Okay. Another thing that pisses me off in this movie. Pause to rant. There are a lot of horror films where they're like, we really need it to be dark in a house, and that's how we're going to make things be, like, suspenseful, because you go into the house, and you've got those deep shadows where things could be hiding and stuff like that. And normally, the way you do this is, oh, we're in a haunted house, like, I try the light switch and nothing happens, or, like, the light switch is on the other side of the room, or whatever it happens to be.
But if you're making a cheap movie, what happens instead?
People just forget lights exist.
Yes.
There will be a house that someone will go to and they'll be like, oh, I need to go, you know, visit my friend Ren. What's going on? Oh, well, there's one light on in the entire house. I will walk through the entire house turning on no lights.
Not trying.
Not even like, oh, this light isn't turning on. How spooky. It's just like, I'm going to walk through a dark house, room after room, not turning lights on. No. No, fuck you. No one does this.
Yeah, if you go into an abandoned house at night, the first thing you do is try the fucking lights, or you bring a light with you.
Yeah.
You're not just going to blunder darkly through there like an idiot.
Doesn't even, like, oh, I'll use my cell phone as a flashlight. No, nothing. Just walks through a dark house.
It's not like this movie didn't have the padding that it did. Because if it didn't, you could probably be like, well, why don't they have a scene where she tries the lights and they don't work, or they make a funny noise or something? Like, and Lord knows there's a 10-minute random spooky hospital sequence in this fucking thing. So... ugh. We had time for her to go like, the lights don't work. Ren, where are you? The lights don't work.
Yeah, but no, literally every house in this town apparently has to pay like through the nose for their energy because you are allowed to have two lights on per house.
Mm-hmm.
The second someone turns on a second light, you've got to turn one of the other ones off.
Yeah, and most of them are used up for the girls' bedrooms where each of them has two tiny light sources in their room that do nothing.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I turned on a desk lamp and I've got some of those like dangle... mm-hmm. Lights that you'll see in a girl's room. However, it has lit this room not at all.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not what's happening here. Chloe is being haunted by an invisible force. She eventually works up the courage to confront it, but unfortunately, when she confronts it, it's just nothing. There's just nothing there. And then behind her is the Slender Man, and he strangles her.
It chokes her, and then she looks in the mirror, and she's choking herself.
Yeah, but she can also see the Slender Hands right under there. So she's definitely just being choked by the Slenderman. And then she screams.
And she screams.
She screams the scream of angels. I think we skipped the whole part where Haley's house is maybe getting invaded by the Slender Man, and then it just turns out it's Katie's dad, who's just drunkly wandering around in her house going, where's my daughter?
Where's my daughter? Not that that really matters to the plot.
No, although they do all have to go together to invade Katie's dad's house while Katie's there, and we set up the weird thing where Ren's big plan is that she wants to distract him even though he's passed out.
Yeah, when they went to, I mean, we're double backing a lot
sorry,
here.
I'm sorry. We don't have to do this.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a dumb gag in the movie.
It is a dumb gag in the movie where they're like, well, we have to sneak into this house of this definitely drunk, passed out guy.
Because we need to get, like, the laptop and information on what happened to Katie.
I know. I'll work real hard to wake him up and then distract him with my antics while you sneak around behind him.
Yeah.
Or he's passed out.
Like, we established that the back door is open. He is passed out drunk on a couch. And instead of just sneaking in, they're like, oh, I'm going to ring the doorbell and wake him up so that he is awake while you sneak in the back door anyway.
So, yeah, that happens too. Chloe gets strangled by the Slenderman.
Yeah.
And then she screams the scream of super screams, and wouldn't you know it, it wakes up Katie because she's because she's having a dream sequence.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be
Haley,
Katie's long dead.
Haley's like, spooks.
Spookifords.
I hate all of these ghosties.
Yeah. Okay, we're down to just two of them, and Ren is going extra double plus crazy at this point.
And at this point in the movie, I had to go take a dump.
So I will handle the story, because Ren decides to go to a library and do one of those internet movie Google search things.
Does she do, like, the microfilm thing where you, like, flip through?
She's on the only computer in a wood-paneled all-wood-panel library. A dark oak library that she's hanging around in.
Oh, yeah, that exists. Uh-huh. The giant dark oak paneled library that's in this small nothing town that can't afford more than two lights.
Mm-hmm. So she's looking up, and she looks up a whole bunch of stuff that's like the Slender Man is a bioelectric ghost phenomenon, like the Abbey Zoo or the Haunting Spirit. And she's all this shit that she's watching that's like similar things to Slender Man from, I assume it's just a reference to other creepypastas.
I don't know.
But eventually she goes to find a book by a dude named, I think it was actually Jeremy Crawford, which is weird. But she goes to find a book by him. And then once she picks up the book and opens it, oh no, spooky things.
That's when I walked back in and she was tripping balls.
Well, you missed a whole bunch of stuff. When she first picks up the book, she turns around and there's a giant shock noise, you know, one of those bwah type things.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's just a librarian walking by.
I know, as a librarian, when I walk by, I like to be like, oh, there's a person here. Bwah.
Yeah, it was definitely.
Hey, be quiet.
It was the cheatiest shock scare in the whole movie. The librarian scared her so hard she falls down. But it also comes with a giant loud noise like a truck went by or something. It's like, what the hell is that? And then right after that, it starts like Willy wonkying up the room. Everything starts stretching. The room starts changing shape, turning dark. She starts seeing Slender Men come out of the walls and come walking after her. So there's even a point where you can see two of them.
Yeah.
So she gets scared by all these Slendered Men.
All of the Slender Mans.
These mini Slendered Mens. They chase her around for a while, and then one of them grabs her. And touches her face, and when he touches her face, she gets a slender face.
Yeah, now she's got no face.
Yeah, so she blunders around the library for a while with no face, screaming, and then it turns out it was all an illusion, because that same librarian's like, lady, are you okay?
Yo, you're freaking the fuck out. What's up with you?
Get out of my library. You are obviously high on the drugs. What is up, fellow kid?
Are you smoking the
banana dine?
I did not understand this, because Ren now has gone completely bug fuck loco, mm-hmm. but is 100% on bioelectric, like, thing.
Yeah, she thinks.
And I did not understand what the fuck she was trying to communicate.
She thinks that Slender Man counts as a bioelectrical phenomena ghost, and that's. Honestly, I kind of like this part, because what she brings forward as evidence to try and bring Haley over to her side is just nonsense, and she's just rambling about nonsense.
She's like, I found this book, and the book, it says bioelectric things is like a parasite, and it makes you weird, makes you crazy.
It's the proof! You have to read this, it's the proof! And I was like, oh, I actually kind of like this, that she's not showing her actual proof, she's just ranting about nonsense and showing her friend nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's just lost her shit.
Yeah, no, this is when your friend goes over full deep end to conspiracy theories.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, this is the proof! Smoking gun! You're like, this is nonsense. You've done nothing here.
Look at this YouTube link! It's about chemtrails! And you're like, I don't believe in chemtrails. Watch the YouTube video! It's proof! And it's like, no, the YouTube video is just a U-type person.
It's just a U rambling about chemtrails.
Yeah, I'm good. That's not proof. You're just part of it now! You're part of the conspiracy!
Yeah, okay.
So I like this because it's Ren losing her goddamn tits. Anyway, she fails to convince Haley to come on board with this nonsense.
Yeah, Haley
is trying her best to go get laid instead.
Haley has a date with Tom.
Oh, Tom, the quarterback or something. We know he's probably a quarterback type fella because he's got a varsity jacket that's his only outfit thing.
He's definitely some kind of sports doer.
So sports fellow Tom has invited her to his house to like make out and stuff. And she sees Slender Man out in the trees while he's talking to her.
Now, the issue I'm having here is, she goes to Tom's house.
Mm-hmm.
Tom's house has
no lights on.
Two lights on in the entire house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you are preparing for a date that someone is going to come over and you're like, oh, I want to spend time with this person, maybe turn on the fucking porch light or something. Like,
I know.
Come on.
Like, when she walks up and knocks on the door, it's like she's a tax auditor or something. That house is locked down.
Oh, yeah.
And every house is like that. It's like it's the town without a porch light.
Ugh. Anyway.
There's a part where later in the movie where Haley's going to barge into Ren's house, and Ren's house is completely dark, and she's banging on the door going, I know you're in there! And I was like, yeah, I know she's in there, because the sign that someone's home in this town is they have all their lights turned off.
It's so weird. Anyway, Tom meets her and is like, hey, my parents aren't home. Also, my pants are chafing me.
So first he invites her over, and she should definitely be like, oh, this is the makeout invitation. I got it. But she's too preoccupied because there's definitely a Slender Man over there writhing in the trees. She looks over, and he's just out there going, waggling his four dicks at her, just moving his weird wood tentacles through the trees. But she goes to his house after getting in a big old fight with Ren, where she's like, I don't want to be a part of this, Ren. I want to go to Tom's house and make out with Tom.
Yeah. I got a date with a real person in real life.
Yeah, and it's going to be at like 10 p.m. because it's already very clearly 9:45. It's very late at night while we're having this argument. I have a date tonight.
Yeah, so...
This is the dumbest looking scene in the whole movie.
I fucking love this scene. They put on some music and they're making out on a couch.
We're listening to Dire Straits, the farting around sessions.
It's just Dire Straits guy with a guitar going like, bow, down, bow, down, bow, bow.
Yeah, he keeps messing up. Like, whatever this track is, it's a guy kind of like, it's like tone poetry or
like
something.
Eventually, so he just forgets how a guitar works. He's like, down, bow, bow, dunk, ka-dunk, ka-dunk,
ka-dunk, ka-dunk. Is this plugged in? Ka-dunk. Like, it's all on the LP.
Guys, guys.
But then they're making out, and
she's like, hey, did you hear that? He pulls back. He's like, no, what? She looks at his face, and he is just going,
it's supposed to be a horror movie scene, but there's two things that happen. Either he's just doing a bunch of type shit with his face, or he's holding one face pose where he's like, and the background is popping in and out like fucking techno music is playing really loud.
Yeah, it's supposed to be that like, we sped up someone like shaking their face thing where it's like, oh, his face is like vibrating or something, but... The noise that goes with it really makes it seem like he is trying to intentionally be, like, goofy and just go...
Like, he's just doing the mask at her.
And...
Smoking, he says afterwards.
It would almost work if she, like, looked at him and he had, like, weird popping veins and his face was all fucked up and he was going like, ah! Like, okay, as sort of a jump scare that works, maybe... But it keeps, like,
back and forth.
Back and, like, and to her. And then back to him. And he's changed his thing. Now instead of going, blah, 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 he's just making, like, his jaw is jutted out to one side. And he's like,
he's just doing a Bob Dole impression now. Bob Dole doesn't care for this.
Just over and over, like, four times this. And to him. And back to you, and back to him.
Let's see what he's up to.
Back to him.
And then like, finally, back to him, and he's like, what? I didn't do anything.
And then she just screams and freaks out.
Yeah. I really kind of wanted him to go, at that point, you know?
And him to go like, oh, you like that? I've been working on it.
But instead, he gets her a cup of water, and then he threatens to also watch the Slender Man video. And she's like, no, please don't watch it.
Haven't you ever seen The Ring? Come on.
And then it's a dead end at that point because he never watches it and we never really deal with him again.
Like, we get one scene after this where they go to science class and this is the world's nothingest payoff scene.
Oh, God, it's so disappointing. There's all this great setup and there's great atmosphere and everything and then nothing happens.
Yeah, so Ren's in there and Ren is, like
losing her
carving
shit.
Into a table he wants us and... they're dissecting eyeballs and fucking Tom comes in and Tom's not looking like a cool sportsman anymore. He's wearing like a beanie and he's got like, his jacket up and
he won't make eye contact with anyone.
He just kind of looks like
shoulders all hunched,
disheveled and weird.
Yeah.
So you know that he's watched it and like while this is happening, they're giving this directions on like, now what you're going to want to do is take that knife and like run it right down the middle of the sclera. And you're like, oh, dude, like Tom or Ren or someone is going to like straight stab their fucking eye with this. Oh, my God. It's an eye dissection scene. There's going to be some crazy shit that happens. And then no, nothing.
No,
happens.
All that happens is we cut to Haley cutting into her cow eye, which doesn't even look like a cow eye. I guess I couldn't. Or I guess it looks too much like a real one. And then it cuts away again, and that's the end of it. This scene does nothing.
This scene is pointless, and I'm fucking angry at it.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. So much of that Chekhov shit, and nothing happens.
It was
no
such
one gets the gun.
Such a good setup. It was so pointlessly boring. Anyway, God, at this point, the movie just sort of collapses. It's all just fucking dream sequences. There's a part where where Haley and Ren go to check on Chloe's house. They're going to try another, let's sneak into our friend's house and see what's going on. And it turns out that Chloe's just in there being hollow and crazy.
Yeah, she's just, like, sort of walking around, kind of catatonic, just being like,
And staring out the window. She didn't die or nothing. And that's the last we ever see of that.
Yeah, that's it. That's Chloe's end, is we see her just being like, sunken-eyed, staring into the distance.
And that shot of Tom not looking all that excited to be there in the eye dissection scene, that's the end of his arc. There's nothing else with him. She tries to text him later in the movie, and he doesn't respond, but that doesn't count as him being in the film.
No, we get no Tom payoff. We get the point where her sister freaks out, Haley's little sister.
Haley's little sister freaks out, yeah.
And this is at the end of like a three-time dream sequence where she has a dream, wakes up from the dream, has a dream, wakes up from the dream.
Yeah, she goes out
in the
woods.
And then her sister wakes up from the dream, and you're like, fucking come on.
Mm-hmm. Sister all wakes up from the dream surrounded by dog Muppets. We cannot make that video with OK Go.
Sister wakes up from the dream surrounded by Up Dog.
Wait, hold on, John. What's Up Dog?
Not much. What's up with you?
Okay. Well, anyway, the movie's just starting to lose its central core. It turns out that
this is like if you had wrote the movie, because it just spirals into madness. Nothing happens.
If I had been allowed to write
the
movie.
Like, I don't know what to do now. We just spiral into madness.
Ending movies is hard. So, okay, it turns out that Ren has convinced the sister to go out into the woods to try and do a sacrifice thing to because she thinks that the Slender Man is specifically after her. Ren does. So she's like, well,
I can't sacrifice something I love. I need to, like, sacrifice a person.
So she uses, Haley's sister, because Haley's sister is desperate to be friends with the cool girls.
Yeah, so she's like, ooh, I'm gonna make her go out into the Slender Forest.
And unfortunately, it kinda works because Slender Man gets her real good. So she goes all bugfuck crazy and they take her to the hospital where she's screaming shit like, he had no face!
Oh, fuck!
And the parents are coming back in like, oh, we had her blood tested. It was negative. She has no blood.
Yeah, the blood test came back negative. Sorry. There's nothing.
There's nothing.
There's no blood.
There's no blood. She has gravy, it turns out.
Turns out, just rich brown gravy.
Country gravy!
Turns out the whole thing is sausage and gravy.
Turns out my daughter's sort of a breakfast ravioli.
So of course Haley is all pissed off at Ren for doing this. She confronts Ren. We get another one of those like unknown video call things.
Well, let's not forget the 10-minute creepy hospital scene.
Well,
they wander around for no reason at all. This is the reason I want to mention is for.
Oh yeah, she farts around a hospital for 10 minutes.
She farts around in a hospital for 10 minutes, and creepy shit happens. Oh, everyone in the whole hospital is staring at her accusingly, and then she walks by a room where an old lady with ultra long hair is having her hair brushed by a creepy nurse in a clawfoot bathtub, and then Slender Man walks by, but it's not Slender Man. It's just a really tall, skinny doctor. And then there's a room full of people laughing about fucking nothing, and then one of them has no eyes.
Oh. Does that spooky thing where it, like, turns to the camera and then her face, like, melts?
Yeah, and it's like, what is all this shit? What are we doing here? And then she runs into her sister's room, and her sister is dead, but she's not dead. And they have a dream sequence, and then you see Haley with no eyes, and then she's been buried in the woods in various parts, and then she's spitting. And it's just like, her parents finally wake her up, like, what's going on? She's like, sorry, I was trapped in the Tori Amos Spark music video.
I'm sorry. I was definitely in the music video for like Firestarter.
Uh-huh. Just crazy shit happening for a good 10 minutes because the movie was 10 minutes short.
Yeah, definitely if the background of that 10-minute sequence was like
your Firestarter, twisted Firestarter.
Then that would make way more sense.
Magic people, voodoo people. Okay, so anyway,
So she confronts Ren because she's all pissed off. We get another one of those scenes where it's the video call of someone like walking through the house.
Yes, but it's a trick because the person walks through the house for a long time and then they lock the door. They're hiding in the attic. And it turns out that Ren has lost her mind completely. The whole room is full of drawings of Slender Man and evidence of Slender Man and shit like that.
Yeah.
She's like, she's in a crazy attic. But then the shadow of Slender Man comes into the room. And so we're all scared. We're watching it. And then tree vines burst through the window and drag Ren outside by the window.
Yeah, Ren gets straight evil deaded out the window.
Yeah, she just goes, wah! Out the window, and that's the end of her.
You! I'm out of this movie, goodbye!
But they do get to have a quick conversation where Ren's like, I've lost my shit, and this is how it works, by the way. This is how all of this works. You have to give yourself to Slender Man to save someone else from Slender Man. That's the only thing you can do with Slender Man.
Yeah, he wants us, so because we've fucked up and, like, Tom and your sister or whatever are infected now, we have to go give ourselves to Slender Man so that they don't get fucked up.
So there you go. There's the end of the fucking movie. Haley goes out into the woods and she gets scared by Slender Man, but then she lets Slender Man get her the end.
And
Slenderman turns out he can walk around on big tree woods spider
Slenderman
legs.
Slenderman turns into a giant fucking tree spider.
Uh-huh.
And chases after her. We get a lot of Slenderman business in this movie.
Yeah. We get the one scene where the background Slenderman, finally, but then it immediately lingers on him and zooms.
Oh, yeah, because it's like, oh, we're watching her in the woods, and you can kind of see Slenderman in the background. You're like, oh, you finally did it! A background Slenderman! And then, like, the image racks to then be in focus on the Slenderman in the back, and he just kind of moves, and you're like, aw, you ruined it!
That's the one thing Slenderman does, is appear in the background of frames.
Damn you!
Ugh. Well, he chases her, and then he kind of encases her in a creepy tree.
Yeah, and then her sister wakes up and is like, no!
No! I've been traded for...
Yeah.
My sister gave her life so that I might not have to deal with Slenderman.
Yeah. The, like, ending narration is done by the little sister was like, oh, if you think Slenderman's a joke, you should take a lesson from my sister and her friends.
Yeah. He killed all four of them. He was like a virus, like a computer virus, but the kind that goes in your head.
It's like a virus, you know, for a computer, but for people.
I'm having trouble processing this concept.
I don't know how to really relate the idea of this, but like a computer virus for you, but like
that's
like,
the part that happens in the movie is the reason we're talking about
this. Ren starts trying to explain how Slenderman works, saying that it's a computer virus,
but
it gets in your head.
Like a real virus. And she's like, having trouble explaining the concept to people. And then there's another part where she explains that a computer virus works by people going on Photoshop.
Yeah, it works like a computer virus.
First, you know, go on Photoshop.
You share photos, and you're like, wait, what?
Hang on. You guys don't know what computers are.
You tell stories about Slenderman. It's like a computer virus.
So we end on the just shots of the high school and the little sister being like, but I'm going to take a different tack in my life. I'm not going to invite Slenderman in. If you can have one piece of advice from me to you, it's, oh, shit, here come dat boy.
Oh, shit, what up?
All their base are belong to Slenderman, she says. It's a sad story. Not me, though. I'm going to send out every zig.
And it's true, because it's Friday, and you got to get down on Friday. I'm the one survivor, Rebecca Black.
I don't know. I've never heard that song.
Well, remember? Now you've heard lyrics
of it. I've heard a lyric from it now, but it's the one internet thing I managed to dodge entirely. I never actually heard the song.
I know.
It's weird, right?
No, it's not weird because you're purposefully doing it.
Well, I am now, but at the time when it was ubiquitous, I didn't hear it at all.
Eh.
Okay, well, anyway, there you go. That's the end of the movie, though.
There you go. The end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Warning about Slendermans.
Don't you fall in with that Slenderman-y crowd.
That Slenderman crowd will get you every time.
Mm-hmm. With their impeccable suits and their tree face.
So, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you... real quick.
Yeah, of course.
To give me the best thing in this movie. What is your number one moment in this movie?
The video call. The first one specifically.
Chloe's video call.
Chloe's video call is very well shot, and it's an interesting, creepy prospect that the killer gives her a call in advance and then shows her the video of him coming after her.
Yeah, because normally you would get that sort of creepy stalker video POV, mm-hmm. but it wouldn't be something that someone else is watching.
Yeah, because it just amps up the dread. The character is sitting there going like, I can see they're coming for me. It's right here on this screen I've got in my hand.
Yeah.
And I can't possibly hang up on it because then I'd lose the one little bit of information I do have.
Yeah. All this is giving me is the only bit of knowledge of where they are.
Yes. And it establishes that he's totally a ghost because he just walks right through the doors and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's well shot and creepy. And I thought it was a good conceit.
All right.
So that's my favorite thing. What about you?
My favorite thing is definitely
Wargarble.
Wargarble.
He says Wargarble.
Wargarble, he says, and then bottom text is Wargarble.
And then after that, Wargarble.
He is definitely a dog with his face in a sprinkler.
Ah, the internet.
The internet. Wargarble.
Such slender man. Wow.
Such slenders to show you. Aw, slander man.
Very slander. Wow.
This is my friend Libel Man.
I can has murder?
Ah, slender cats.
I can has cheese murder. That's what Slender Cat would say.
Yeah, I do actually want to say, though, that scene was the best for me because it was laugh out loud hilarious.
It was unbelievably funny.
Like,
it just cuts to this dude, and everything on the screen except for his face is the effect is pretty cheap. So everything but his face is holding perfectly still.
And he's just... and the noise. God, the noise is so good.
Yeah. Also, the noise that she goes, wait, did you hear something? Is basically like a vacuum cleaner being turned off. It just goes, whoop. And she's like, what? Did you hear something? Did you? Womp,
womp, womp. God damn, that scene made me so happy. Okay. Yeah. Worst scene in the film for you,
the
Jeff.
The worst scene in the film.
Just give me the worst bit of this.
Oh, it's the wasted cow eye dissection.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like all the cool elements for a terrifying moment where someone like gets possessed by Slender Man and cuts their eye out of their head or some shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm going to go with that as well.
Yeah.
Because it is the scene that made me the angriest watching it. I mean, the only thing that came close was Haley going to Ren's house and just walking room to room to room in
total
darkness.
Yeah.
And not even looking for a light switch.
Not even thinking about that. Like,
oh,
not even turning on the flashlight app on her phone.
No, it was so infuriating. Those are the two most infuriating scenes in that movie for
me. But the wasted scene with the cow eye dissection, which sets up a whole creepy scene and then just ends.
Oh, such a fucking waste. Oh.
It was the biggest blue balls in that movie I was going to get.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a horror movie aficionado, and you don't set up a scene like that unless you're going to do a payoff, and there was nothing. So, was definitely that.
Real disappointing, yeah.
Jeff, I think it's time for us to rate this movie. Mm-hmm. We're each going to give it a rating from 0 to 5. That's going to give the movie a rating out of 10. Jeff?
I'm going to give it 3 thumbs down and a 2. I'm sorry, a B.
I'm going to give it a hard B. I'm going to give it a hard D.
My rating for this movie is an on-fire strawberry, and I think you know why. I think the listeners understand completely as well.
Well, I'm definitely going to say that the rating for this movie is the scent of warm cinnamon.
Okay. All right. This movie's going to get a 1 from me.
All right.
There's a couple of laugh-out-loud moments that keep it from being lower, but it's super boring. It is completely full of pointless padding. None of the characters are likable. And the Slender Man himself doesn't feel like the Slender Man in even the slightest way. He feels like the evil tree guy.
Yeah, it's just an evil tree ghost.
He's evil, scary tree ghost.
Like, if you had changed his look slightly, you could have just made this. What is this? It's an evil nymph.
Yeah, it's Jason Woodrue, the Floronic Man. Has invaded this tiny New England town. Can we stop him before Swamp Thing does?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can't.
Well, never mind. You're right. This could easily just be an Evil Tree movie. It could just be Evil Dead 2, but the tree instead.
But it's just the tree.
We're just focusing on the tree. The worst element of Evil Dead.
Yeah. I think I'm going to give this... I'm going to give it a 2. I think the only reason I'm giving it a 2 is because there was no one in the theater and we were able to just rip into this the entire time.
Yeah,
that made it way more enjoyable.
That was a good experience. But I can't give that to every movie I've ever seen alone in the theater, so. Because it's only 2 of them. I've only ever seen Star Trek First Contact, Blair Witch Project, and now this alone in theaters.
Yeah, this was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna give it a 2. The production wasn't the worst. They just made really dumb choices at every turn.
Yeah, every time they had an opportunity, they went with the dumber possible choice.
Yeah, the way they used Slender Man was like the opposite way you should use him.
Yeah, he should have basically always been in the background.
It was a movie that made me kind of angry at how poorly they did the movie because they could have done something more. They had a decent enough budget.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. It was a disappointment, but I'm willing to accept your 2. That gives it a total of
3. 3 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely miss this one.
Yeah. Don't you worry about it. You do not need to go. Don't worry. Everyone already is missing it, though. So
look, for way less than a price of a ticket to go see this movie, you could buy, like, the Slender Man game on Steam, which would cost you, like, $4, and you'll get probably a better scare out of it.
Yeah, or you could just watch Nightmare on Before Christmas again and pretend that Jack Skellington has tentacles.
Just pretend about all them Jack tentacles.
What's this? What's this? I'm kidnapping these kids.
What's this? What's this? There's tentacles in the air.
That's the whole... Just do that instead.
Yeah, that's probably fine.
Yeah, that'll take care of you.
That'll do
you. All right, well, there you go. If you needed to be nude, that's how you did it.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to our weird internet meme episode about Slender Man. We will, of course, be back in another couple weeks with more Movie Mastery. If you want to vote At the beginning of the month, if I remember it, I will put up a poll and you can vote for what we'll see in theaters.
You had a busy first half of the month.
I had a lot of dumb housing nonsense.
John has moved.
Yep. I have moved from where I was in my giant empty dumb house to a very full dumb house.
But you're with friends now.
I'm with friends and child. I am with child.
John
now.
Is with child.
It's time
we
I let everyone
know. We skipped
over
the scene where Haley was pregnant with Slender Man.
Oh, yeah. There is a scene in one of the many, many,
dream,
many,
pointless
many
dream sequences.
Dream sequences where she is pregnant with Slender Baby.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Here come Dad Slender Boy.
So, yep. Yeah, you can go ahead and go to our website, SystemMasteryPodcast.com. And click on that Movie Mastery, go to In Theaters Now. That's where we have our poll for the month, so you can pick what we go see in theaters. Also, if you want to go to the Reddit r/SystemMastery, we've got our big list of movies there. When we do the non-theater movies, we pick from there. You can make suggestions. It gets on the list, and we randomly determine what we're going to see every time we do it.
Yeah. So do that, and then you can also check out our Patreon, patreon.com/SystemMastery, if you want to support us.
Yeah, make sure that there's more than two lights on in our house at any given time.
Yeah, otherwise Slenderman going to get us.
Yeah, yeah, if we don't have a porch light, then we will die.
Yeah, you can check out our other shows, like System Mastery, review role-playing games, or Expounded Universe, where we review Star Wars novels, Ermagerd, Star Wars, Merfervert Burks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
those are all things that we have also made references to in this podcast.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to understand several jokes that we make throughout these podcasts,
why would
you don't
do
listen
that?
To any of our other stuff.
It's like jazz. Just let the jokes wash. It's about the jokes we're not telling.
Yeah, it's the jokes you don't get that really make it.
Uh-huh.
So, again, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in a couple weeks, but until then,
I've been
Elance
Lisbagiano. I'm sorry, wrong
no.
one.
No. Wrong.
Okay.
This is my podcast.
Can I still love Death
my
Sticks?
My precious.